Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret, returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
44224.
44224. Okay, and your first and last name?
Dawn Rogers.
It's Roger.
Roeger.
I'm sorry?
Did you ask me my last name?
Yes, ma'am. It was Roger.
Rodgers.
Oh, B as in boy?
D as in donut.
Okay. Hey, do you have an account with this, ma'am?
I didn't totally fill out the claim. I just had a question.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
Yes, I was. My question is, I won the prize for $295, and that's the KitchenAid mixer. And my question is, what other charge would I be charged on my card instead of like the $295? What's the next charge will come after that?
Okay, ma'am, well, this is a sweepstakes offer. However, without an account located, I wouldn't know the specific offer that you're signing up for. So I would just advise you just reading the terms and conditions thoroughly before signing up so you could fully understand.
Okay. So because they're not saying the next terms, they're just telling me to go ahead and put my credit card in, and then they'll pop up. So that's what made me want to call and ask.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me one more time, ma'am.
They're not, like, the terms isn't coming up. They're just asking you to put your credit card in, and then, you know, they're stating the $295, and then they're saying put your credit card in. So that is what's making me call the customer service to see, is there some other charges that will be charged to my card?
So the terms and conditions should be at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay. Okay. Welcome bonus is sending you $125 gift card to the best. Oh, okay, I see it. Okay, I see it. Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
Yeah, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.